Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Elsie.
And today we're going to be reading one of Aesop's fables. Now, yes, the name Aesop is a little bit unusual. It's an ancient Greek name, and Aesop was an ancient Greek writer. I've also heard people pronounce the word Aesop.
Aesop.
Aesop's fables, Aesop's fables.
So both are okay.
I'm not sure if one is better than the other, but I've heard both. What about you? What would be your favorite of Aesop's many fables?
Aesop's fables, 伊索寓言故事, there are so many, right?
There are.
Like the tortoise and the hare.
That's a famous one.
龟兔赛跑, the boy who cried wolf, 狼来了, 还有 the city mouse and the country mouse.
Ah, yes,
a classic. 城市老鼠跟乡下老鼠。今天我们要跟同学们介绍的是 the sun and the wind.北风和太阳, right?
There are many of them. So which would be your favorite?
I'm not sure. I think I'll decide after reading through today's article.
All right, then. Let's go to the article and we'll start reading.
Aesop's Fables.
The Wind and the Sun.
One day, the sun and the wind decide to play a game. They want to test their strength.They try to get a man to take off his coat. The wind tries to blow the coat off the man's body. When the man feels the wind, he holds the coat tightly so it won't fly off. Next, it's the sun's turn. He shines down so the man feels hot. He takes off his coat because of the warm weather.The wind learns that it's better to be clever than strong.
Word power!
Decide, 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 decided, decided. Susan and Barry decided to go to the park, not the library.Susan and Barry decided to go to the park, not the library. Hold, 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 held, held. Can you hold my bag while I tie my shoe? Can you hold my bag while I tie my shoe? Weather, weather.The weather is bad, so we'll stay inside today. The weather is bad, so we'll stay inside today. Clever, clever. Lois is clever. She learned to play this game in 10 minutes. Lois is clever. She learned to play this game in 10 minutes.
All right, so the fable that we will be reading today has the title of The Wind and the Sun. So it's kind of about the weather. Well, wind and sun, that makes up a lot of the weather that we deal with. But of course, these fables, they always had a moral. They had kind of a story with a message, something that you can learn about right and wrong. So let's start reading and we'll find out what the wind and the sun in the fable can tell us about being good or bad, doing right or wrong. The article begins, one day, the sun and the wind decide to play a game. Wow, interesting. I didn't know that the sun and the wind could play. Well, that's what they decided to do. And this is our first word power word. The word is decide. It's a verb and it's spelled D-E-C-I-D-E, decide.As I mentioned, decide is a verb, and it's very similar to the other word, also a verb, the word to choose. When you decide or you choose, you have a lot of different things you could do. You have a lot of different options. For example, if you go to a restaurant, you can't eat everything in the restaurant. You look at the menu, the list of food that they make, and then you decide or you choose one or two things to eat.So when you decide, it's like your mind is making a decision. That's the noun form. Your mind is choosing out of many different things. In your life, you have freedom, so you will decide to do different things depending on what you want. For example, we could say Susan and Barry decided to go to the park, not the library. Susan and Barry decided to go to the park, not the library.
Decide 这个动作呢是决定的意思。那过去式跟过去分词你在字尾加上 d 就可以了，变成 decided。那么例句说呢 ，Susan 和 Barry 决定去公园而不去图书馆。所以同学们注意哦 ，decide to do something 就是决定做某事。那故事开头呢，我们说到有一天风和太阳决定比赛。What is the game they decide to play?
Well, let's read on to find out. It says they want to test.Their strength. So it's kind of a contest or a competition because they are testing their strength. I guess the strength of the wind against the strength of the sun. And strength is power. We often talk about physical strength, that is your muscle power. If you go to the gym and you lift weights after a few months, you will find your strength getting greater, your strength improving. We also use machines to give us more strength, more power, because sometimes our bodies just can't do the job.
So strength, 这个字就是力量的意思。那这边北风跟太阳，他们决定考验自己的力量。
So now, normally when people might test their strength, they might arm wrestle against each other or see who can lift the heaviest thing. But how do the wind and the sun test their strength? That's a strange contest. So the article says, they try to get a man to take off his coat. Okay, so I guess the sun would make it really hot.And the wind could blow and make it really cold. That's how they might test their strength.
Mm-hmm. Take off. 后面加上衣物的话是脱掉某种衣物的意思。所以太阳和风试着要让一个男人脱掉他的外套。那如果是穿上我们要怎么说呢？穿上的话我们说 put on, 像是 put on your shoes, 穿上你的鞋 put on your hat, 戴上你的帽子或者是 put on your jacket, 穿上你的夹克外套。但这边他是要男人 take off his coat.
Okay, so then it says the wind tries to blow the coat off the man's body. Wow, so it's really showing its strength. It's not just blowing to make it cold. It actually tries to blow the coat off of the man's body. This would be a wind like in a typhoon or something like that.
Yeah, 风这边呢是就要将男人的外套吹掉，所以不是要让他冷着自己脱，直接要吹掉那件外套哦。Blow off, 它是吹落、刮走的意思。
And next it says, when the man feels the wind, he holds the coat tightly so it won't fly off. Sure, that's what we would do if we were outside and a strong wind came along. You might hold your coat on tightly, or if you're wearing a hat, you might have to hold your hat onto your head. Because to hold, this verb is our next word power word. As I said, it's a verb H-O-L-D. That's how we spell the word hold.So to hold is basically to put something in your hand and then to close your hand around it so that you have control of it so it won't fall or slip out of your hand. We can also hold things in our arms. If you have a lot of things, more than you can fit into one or two hands, you might hold them in your arms. In the story, we mentioned the person holding on their coat. You would put your hands on the coat. You would grip it, you would close your fingers around it, and then stop it from slipping off. If it was your hat on your head, you might just put your hand on your head and push down a little bit. That would hold your hat onto your head. So hold is basically controlling something in your hands or in your arms. For example, can you hold my bag while I tie my shoe? Can you hold my bag while I tie my shoe? And one note, hold is one of those annoying irregular verbs. So we don't say holded, ed, for the past tense. No, hold, held, held, h-e-l-d, for the past tense forms.
Hold 这个动词呢是抓、捧、握、抱的动作。那另外呢，它有个意思是举办，比如说 hold a party， 举办一场派对。那么例句说呢，当我绑鞋带的时候，你可不可以帮我拿着我的袋子？ 那如果看到文章这边，你会发现它写的是 hold something tightly， 那就是紧抓着某物。所以当男人感受到风在吹的时候，他紧抓着外套，不让它飞走，不让它 fly off。Fly off 就是飞走的意思啦。那我们从刚刚开始看到 take off 是脱掉， blow off 是吹落， fly off 是飞走，它们都是 off 相关的动词片语。那 off 这个字 off 有离开原地的意思。
All right, and the next sentence of our story says, next, it's the sun's turn. So the wind had its turn. The wind had its chance to kind of play this game. It got to blow with all its power to see if it could blow the man's coat off. Well, that was the wind's turn. Of course, in a game, we sometimes take turns. So now, or next, it's the sun's turn. Yes, if it's someone's turn, the sun, my turn, your turn, it kind of means we're probably playing a game or we're trying to do something where everyone gets an equal chance to take part. Often in games where you're playing with dice, you know, when you roll the dice, you roll the dice and you move your person on the board, and then it's the other person's turn. It's their chance to play the game.
所以如果今天轮到我了，我可以说 It's my turn。 那轮到你了，你可以说 It's your turn。 那接下来到底轮到谁呢？轮到太阳了， It's the sun's turn。
Alright, so what does the sun do? Well, we read, he shines down, so the man feels hot. Well, of course, the wind used its power to blow, to move air quickly. The sun doesn't have that power, but the sun has the power of heatAnd temperature, the sun shines down, gets very hot, like right in the early afternoon. And of course, this makes the man feel hot. Will he take off his coat? We'll find out soon.
So 文章这边说到啊，他将阳光照射下来，让这个男人觉得很热。So what happens next?
Well, it says he takes off his coat because of the warm weather. So I guess the sun...wins now, but it would seem that the sun has an advantage because, yes, the sun, its heat, its power can definitely create warm weather. And weather, an important word when talking about wind and sun, cold, hot. Weather is our next word, power word. It's a noun. It's spelled W-E-A-T-H-E-R. W-E-A-T-H-E-R, weather.All right, weather is a noun, and weather is basically just what's going on outside when we talk about wind, rain, sun, snow, hot, cold, things like that. Weather is generally restricted or limited to what's going on in one area. So, of course, the weather in Taipei on one day might be very different from the weather in New York or Mexico or South Africa because, of course, as the wind and temperatures change, as water moves around the world, the weather will change. So don't get confused weather with climate. Climate, C-L-I-M-A-T-E, is basically what's going on all around the world. So when we talk about global warming or greenhouse gases, that's talking about climate.But weather is what's happening in one area with the wind and the rain. We often check the weather in the morning so we know what clothes to put on before we go outside. For example, we could say the weather is bad, so we'll stay inside today. The weather is bad, so we'll stay inside today.
Weather 这个字呢是天气，那刚刚 Mike 老师提到跟 climate 不一样， climate 指的是整个大环境气候，那 weather 是随时在改变的哦。那我们例句说到呢，天气很糟，因此今天呢我们会待在室内。那回到文章，我们说到因为温暖的天气，他将外套脱了下来， so the sun succeeds.
It seems the sun has won the competition, and the article says the wind learns that it's better to be cleverthen strong. Ah, interesting. That might be the moral or the message of our story. The wind, who lost this competition, learns something from losing, learns something from the contest. The wind learns that it's better to be clever than strong. I think that's probably true in many cases. Clever is our fourth word, power word. C-L-E-V-E-R, clever. It's an adjective. All right, clever, as I mentioned, is an adjective, and it's very similar to saying something is smart or intelligent. You're using your brain in a very good way. Now, you can be clever because you know a lot of things, but you can also be clever just because you're good at figuring out puzzles or solutions to problems. A scientist who discovers a cure for a disease, of course that person would be clever, but you could also talk about a clever animal figuring out how to get food out of a box or something like that. That animal has never gone to school or been taught anything in a class, but it just has a very good brain and it can find answers or solutions to problems that come along. For example, Lois is clever. She learned to play this game in 10 minutes. Lois is clever. She learned to play this game in 10 minutes.
所以 clever 这个形容词呢就是聪明伶俐的。那我们例句说到 Lois 很聪明，她十分钟就学会玩这个游戏了。那回到文章呢，我们最后啊说到风学到了什么呢？懂得运用聪明才智比用蛮力还要来得更好。而这个呢也是每个寓言故事里面的寓意，我们叫它 moral lesson。
Yes, it
is. So what do you think about the strength and being clever? Which one's more important?
Well, as I said, I think the moral of the story, we often just call that a moral. The moral of the story is that it is better to be clever than to be strong. And that's probably true because if you think about it, as you get older, you might not be as strong as you were when you were younger, but you can always be clever as long as your brain is working okay.
I think we should go to our magic box and we'll be right back for review time. Magic box, 找亮点。
Hello, this is Casey. 今天要教大家因为的多种说法。因为所以呢，这种句型大家都已经很熟悉了。在英文里面，我们知道 because 跟 so 不能同时出现在同一个句子里面。今天呢，我们就来学学更多相关的用法吧。先听听以下这个句子哦 ：My clothes got wet because it's raining heavily outside. 因为外面下大雨，所以我的衣服都湿了。这句话该怎么用 so 来替换呢？It's raining heavily outside, so my clothes got wet. 这样的替换方式相信大家都很了解。今天想跟大家说的呢是 because 的另外一个用法 ,because of 加上名词。拿刚刚的那句话来说呢就可以替换成 my clothes got wet because of the heavy rain, 因为大雨的关系我的衣服都湿了。My clothes got wet because of the heavy rain.Because of 呢也可以移到句首哦，变成 Because of the heavy rain, my clothes got wet. Because of the heavy rain, my clothes got wet. 放在句首的时候呢，记得中间要加上一个逗号，是很简单呢。是时候来个小测验啦，该怎么用 Because of 的用法来说这句话？因为这个假期我们可以去旅行了，有两种说法哦，学习一下，当马上公布啦，拜拜。
The answer is, because of the holiday, we can go on a trip. 或者是 we can go on a trip because of the holiday. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so for our review time, I think Elsie has a little game for us to play.
Let's play fill in the blanks.
Ah.
也就是填空题啦。And then we can spell the words.
Okay, that sounds good.
所以我们现在复习一下我们的 word power words 有哪一些。The first one is decide. What's the second one?
The second word is hold.
And then we have weather.
That's right.
And the last one is?
Our final word, of course, is clever.
Okay, why don't you give me the first question?
The first question? So you want a sentence where you're going to fill in the blank?
Yep.
Ah, okay. Are we doing the words in order?
Yes.
That makes it a little bit easy, but that's okay. Hey, I have to go to the washroom. Can you blank my drink for me?
你要去厕所呀。Hold your
That's right.
water. I'll hold your drink.
Hold my drink.
For you.
That's right. You often ask people to hold things, put them in their hands because you need your hands to do something else.
Okay, the second one. I want to pick one. How about this? The blank is so Nice. Mm-hmm. Let's go have a picnic in the park.
The blank is so nice. Let's go have a picnic in the park. Well, there's a bit of a clue there. Mm-hmm. She said the blank, and we often say the before a noun.
Yeah.
Right? Now, we only had one noun in our word power words today, so it must be weather. The weather is so nice. Let's go have a picnic in the park.
That's right.
All right. Our third word with a blank space in it, we're going to try to use that word to complete a sentence. And that sentence would be, I can't blank which movie to see tonight. I can't blank which movie to see tonight.
你不能怎么样，今天要看哪一个电影，那就是你不能 make up your mind. 你不能决定， you can't decide.
I can't decide which movie to see tonight. There are so many great choices.
Okay, here's the last one.
Okay.
The little boy was so blank.That he solved the math problem in 10 seconds.
Oh, the little boy was so blank that he solved the math problem in 10 seconds. You'll remember when we were talking about solving problems or finding answers, we were talking about the adjective clever. The little boy was so clever that he solved the math problem in 10 seconds. And yes, we could also have said the little boy was so intelligent or the little boy was so smart.
Mm-hmm.
All of those would kind of mean the same thing. He's got a good brain. And I think the rest of you guys have good brains because you followed along our lesson all the way through to the end. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you back here very, very soon with more of Aesop's Fables. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Aesop's Fables.
The Wind and the Sun.
One day, the sun and the wind decide to play a game. They want to test their strength. They try to get a man to take off his coat. The wind tries to blow the coat off the man's body. When the man feels the wind, he holds the coat tightly so it won't fly off. Next, it's the sun's turn. He shines down so the man feels hot. He takes off his coat because of the warm weather. The wind learns that it's better to be clever than strong.
Decide, 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 decided, decided. Susan and Barry decided to go to the park, not the library. Susan and Barry decided to go to the park, not the library. Hold, 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 held, held. Can you hold my bag while I tie my shoe? Can you hold my bag while I tie my shoe? Weather, weather.The weather is bad, so we'll stay inside today. The weather is bad, so we'll stay inside today. Clever, clever. Lois is clever. She learned to play this game in 10 minutes. Lois is clever. She learned to play this game in 10 minutes.